Oh, okay, being recorded right now. All right, I just wanted to get the recording started so that we got a copy of tonight's meeting. We're trying to really kind of try to get the people more involved in the program, and we're trying to get a hold of all the administrators. I did send some email out especially for the administrators. Been communicating with them. And also, we're going through all the committees. Some of the committees kind of aren't working or aren't going forward. There's no one really doing anything. So we're going to kind of shut them down for now. Like the Sheriff's Committee isn't really going too far, but I think the Sheriff's Committee really is, should be connected with the COS anyway, because that's what the COS is going to do. So I don't know that we're going to need the Sheriff's Committee. We can talk about that, and if you all decide that there should be a separate thing, as long as we can get someone that'll get involved with it and get active, that'd be fine. But again, I think the COS should be handling it and sort of just kind of throw it in there, because the connection with the sheriff is the key point to the COS. Let me just take a quick look at some of the different committees that we've had, and we're going to kind of put on a side for now. Sheriff's Committee, Investigative and Research Committee has been totally, you know, just nothing going on. So we're going to remove that information as far as the page is concerned. But again, if we get interest from people that they want to do something like that, we'll talk about it. We do have sort of an investigative committee, and there'll be probably a couple of little investigative committees, whatever group of people might be interested in trying to figure out who we might target for indictments. So we do have a few people. I don't know how many. How many people do we have in that group that's looking into the 9/11 potential indictment, Jan? Do you know?
There's five people now working on it, but it's going to take more than that, I think.
All right. So I want to try to meet with those people. You know, if we could do it tomorrow, that'd be good. But if not, then maybe over the weekend or Monday or something. But I'd like to see what their plan is, throw some ideas at them. And I don't know if Gerard wants to get involved. I know, you know, that might be a good thing because he's followed a lot up on that 9/11 situation. But anyway, the Common Law Advisory Committee is another one. It's not going anywhere. Nobody's doing anything. I don't know if it's really necessary, but if it is, if people think it is, they'll bring it up to Jan, and leadership can discuss it, and if they can agree that we can do something that really is going to build our membership and build an education in the individuals involved, then we'll go forward with it. But until then, we're going to kind of clean up the committee's site area for that. We have, as I mentioned, we have a small committee that will be doing some research to discover, you know, what's going on as far as who the targets are at 9/11. We also want to do the same thing. I threw some information up there on the IRS. I think it's time to start looking into that. We may want to move on that soon, depending on what happens in Washington and where, you know, Trump is taking this in the deep state and draining the swamp and so on and so forth. We also have, now Denise, is Denise with us tonight? Jan, do you know if she's on this call?
I don't see her.
Or we're just planning to meet with her. Okay, because we may have something going here with Denise.
Go to settings. Go to Denise.
I'm not sure exactly what that's going to be, but it has something to do, really, with I put together an introductory sort of an orientation or an education, really, for individuals who are elected. And she's going to run some kind of a program with that. We do want a few people working with her. I think Terry's going to be working with her. And that may turn up to be a real interesting group that can really get some people that are running for office involved. But the key thing is to stimulate the interest of the people running for office to come and take, you know, this kind of a course, I guess you would call it. I think that's pretty much what we're going to create. But again, I haven't brainstormed that with Denise to understand what exactly is in her mind and Terry. And so, and anybody that wants to get involved in that should hook up with Jan to connect with those people, and we'll see where we go with that. The next thing is we have something I think that Ali brought to the table with a homeschool education plan. I looked at some of the stuff. I'd like to look through a lot more. I got just very little, but maybe that's still in its working. I think, is Ali here? Did you put that together, Ali?
Ollie's about ready to go with it.
Okay, so I think this is a good idea. I'm not sure exactly how we're going to work with that, whether we're just going to link over to a site, but I think we need to get the players with that together and try to work out some kind of an arrangement, whether they're going to operate right off of our site, off of the page, or they're going to do something on their own, and we're just going to link over to that. I don't know. I have no idea how that plan is going to go.
We're putting a link on MLA website for that school.
Okay.
We're going to have it on the website too.
Okay, so we'll have to brainstorm all that. We'll have to work out the details, and I want to finish going through. I went through some of the curriculum.
The brainstorming is a little bit better than what this meeting tonight is.
I'm sorry.
You've got a bunch of things here tonight, so, you know, this was not appreciated.
We've got a bunch of what tonight?
Make it so you can talk. We've
got some angry people here tonight.
Well, I apologize for that, but I'm trying to really kind of reorganize. I'm sorry that
plans were made.
Well, I'm sorry. We kind of got our channels crossed. I guess Jan and I didn't communicate well enough. I thought that, you know, I had mentioned to Jan to make sure.
Okay.
Excuse me?
I said I'm just about ready to walk away. I don't like this crap.
Well, I hope you stay in, but... you know, I'm sorry about that.
Somebody could have notified ahead of time.
We got some wires crossed tonight. That's all, Robert. It's nothing special or you know, fugazi or whatever it is. I don't know why you're so upset.
People give their time to put these calls together, and then you come along and you interrupt those plans, and you've wasted people's time. We're not appreciating it.
Robert, that's not our intention. We're really trying to organize and educate and move things forward and get activities going. And I wanted to do this at this particular meeting because there are other people, I believe, at this meeting that we want to talk to that are running a different committee. We got to talk to the welcoming committee, and we wanted to talk also to the courtroom observers committee. And try to work things out a little better with that, where we could be a lot more organized, a lot more efficient, and a lot more involved, really start to simulate the...
That would be something new, being efficient.
Well, that's what we're going to be working on, Robert. Do you want to continue talking, and I'll let you talk, and then I'll pick up the mic?
Did I not tell you that I can't hear you?
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, one of the things I was doing, I was talking with Gerard about this, and I was talking with Jan about this, and I've been going out and listening to some of the meetings and looking at the content, particularly see what's happening, and trying to see, you know, what we could do again to stimulate the growth that these committees were originally created for. And one of the things I saw is that people kind of get off track onto different conversations. I know particularly I've listened to the last six meetings here for this particular group, and I heard a lot of interesting stuff. A few things I think we have to think about, so I'll make a note of that at another time, but we want to make sure that we're all on the same page. And I think what we're going to do, well, I know what we're going to do. I'd like to create a room just for the sole purpose of that kind of discussion. Because what I'm seeing happening is if you go into the COS room, the conversation goes there, and it also goes into other places, other rooms, where the conversation kind of goes off track and we don't get the work done that we're really trying to really get going. So I think, and pretty much the main group of conversation has been this group. So I think the leaders of this group probably should run that particular room But we still have to have the COS meeting focused in on COS business. And I think the same group of leaders should be working on that room, too, if they can run two rooms. So people will have to figure that out, what they want to do and how they want to go forward with that. The COS committee is probably one of the most important committees. It might even be one of the most popular. How many people come to this meeting during the week?
Well,
no, you know, average, do we know?
I use tax manager.
24 right now.
Okay.
It's not letting me do it anymore.
All right, well, and this is recorded. We'll post this call so that people that didn't make it can come and listen, and from the other committees they can come and listen, because really we want to try to put a program together. All of the people that have been coming into this program, are they all involved in COS committees at this point? Have they started or are involved locally in your own counties with COS committees? Are we at that point where everybody is pretty much active on the grassroots level?
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody can pipe in and answer that question. All right. Well, anyway, what we want to do is make sure that the people coming to the committee, that's the intention, is to try to get information, to connect and get involved with a committee of safety on their own grassroots level, to kind of create that committee or get involved with an existing committee. And so we want to really kind of communicate that with the people coming. We also want to suggest a lot of things, and we've got to do some brainstorming, and we're going to put some things together and ideas, and then I think this group needs to sit down on their own on the next meeting or whatever they want to do this, if they want to do it before the next meeting, and start to put together a plan. And the plan really is to really get COSs going across the nation.
Now,
like I said, the people that are coming to this meeting, they should be looking, they should be involved in a committee of safety in their own county, and or be in the process of creating one, and they should be looking for a partner to begin that with. I mean, that's pretty much how you start anything. You find a partner, or two, or three, or four, or five, or whatever, and then you get things going. And I think what we need to do is to try to stimulate these individuals to come to this meeting, okay, in order to get involved in the nuts and bolts of the committee's safety and its purpose. So every week is the point that people should be looking to bring one person to the meeting. Even if you have someone that's not necessarily getting into the committees of safety, but you're sharing it with them and you're trying to get them interested with it, and you bring them to this meeting. And then hopefully they'll connect and want to get involved in the committees of safety. The other thing is that we have 131 registered. And I may be off on that number. Maybe it's 134 or something like that. Committees of safety registered. Now, some of those committees are duplicates, so we want to get out there and clean that up. And one of the tasks of this committee should be, and we'll get all the phone numbers for this for the leader. Well, actually, it's up on the website, so those numbers are up there. You guys have to make contact with, you can divvy up the phone numbers to all these individuals, and people should call these people and get them to this meeting. Find out where they're at with their committees of safety. Have they really been successful yet? Are they still in the process of trying to get it off the ground? Do they have other members or people interested? Can they get them to the meeting? Point is to get these people to this meeting and get them involved. That's the key. I'm sorry? Anyway, the point is to get these people kind of going, because right now we're just sitting there. We have to work out a way to stimulate the people to really get involved in this kind of a meeting, and actually the whole thing is to get them going on the grassroots. So that's one way you can start to kind of build this committees of safety up to get it to maybe where you can get 60 or 70 people together in a reasonably quick time. And again, if we can get activity from, all of those committees of safety, plus the people that are coming to this meeting already, maybe you can get 80, 90, or 100 people going. And that would be really great to be able to get that many people right off the bat to really kick off this new kind of a campaign or thing that we're looking to do. So I'm going to look at let's see, some of the notes and ideas that we have. Okay, bring in a couple of people. I'm just looking at some notes here. Okay, the key thing is coming together to brainstorm ideas. We have to define the purpose of the meeting, the boundaries of our discussion. And again, I don't want to snuff out, shall I say, the conversations that have been going on.
Shut
in this room. And I think there's been a lot of good conversation. And that's why I want to create a room just for that purpose. The committee is a safety room. We want to really focus in on committee of safety business. So we want to brainstorm. That's what you guys have to do, is brainstorm and kind of put together a plan. Some of the things that we should be focusing in on and discussing in this room as far as the committee of safety is concerned, as I said, first of all, define a purpose of the meeting and the boundaries of the discussion. Another thing is to define the discussion topics. And some of the topics, and again, this tape, and I do have some notes up. I've shared it with Jan, and he can, you know, pass out the list of these notes to everyone else. And so you have something to work off of, and you can build upon that. But each meeting should really focus in on a topic. And when you make the recording and you post it up, that meeting should be listed off as a particular topic. So if you get together to discuss, well, again, the very first and foremost, first meeting, again, should be defining the purpose of the meeting and the boundaries of discussion. That should be your first meeting. That should be somewhat the title of that meeting. And then the next week, you have another conversation or focus. In some cases, you might do a part A and a part B and so on, or a part C and so on. Another item that I think is worthy of discussion and preparing for, and is discussing Robert's Rules of Order. And if you run the room with Robert's Rules of Order, that could be really this could then not only be something to talk about to lay things out on a program, but if you run every meeting with the rules of Robert's Rules, you'll all be practicing and preparing so that when you're on your grassroots level, you can operate and feel comfortable and have some experience with operating under the Robert's Rules of Order. So that, I think, is probably the second topic that people should be preparing for and brainstorming about and putting that together so that you can go forward in an orderly way in all of the upcoming meetings. Another topic, maybe, and again, the order of these topics could be juggled around. Again, you have to brainstorm, figure out what's the most important. But the next topic would be discussing the Committee of Safety Handbook. Now, we put together a handbook with a step-by-step process showing people how to get things started, how to structure it, making resolutions, and we've laid out some example resolutions and different things. And with this handbook, you know, because people really don't know what to do. I didn't know exactly what to do until I went out, did some research, and tried to figure out, well, okay, how are we going to approach this, and laid out a program. And that's how we put the book together, with that kind of a research. So everybody should be working off of that plan. And that plan and that structure, that framework, should make it so that pretty easy, so that we're kind of integrated across the nation. In other words, every county is kind of working in the same fashion. Now, you have the committees of correspondence. Again, there'd be a meeting just on that alone. And we do talk about the committees of correspondence a little bit in the Committee of Safety book. But that process of the committee of correspondence, that individual or two individuals or three individuals or however many people are on that committee, they would come to these meetings on a national level. And that national level meeting, they would then get some information and learn and work things out and then bring that back to their committee, so that everybody across the board is kind of knowing what people are doing or thinking of from a national perspective, okay? So again, discussing the handbook and then discussing the fact that every committee of safety should have a committee of correspondence. Now, even though individuals are a committee of correspondence, and let's say you have a committee of safety operating and you got 10 people working on it in a particular county, and you got one or two people that are on the committee of correspondence, that doesn't mean that the other 8 or 9 people can't come to this meeting. Matter of fact, we'd encourage that. We'd like them to come. But for those who don't come, then the report can be given when they go through the process of old business, new business, and then committee business. You know, what is this committee working on? What news does this committee have to this meeting, and so on. And so that's something, again, that needs to be discussed and worked out the details and structured together. Maybe putting these things together, some people could be working together on a Skype call, 3 or 4 or 5 people, trying to hammer out some ideas and get them in a bullet point list and then bring it to the meeting and then work together as a group. And again, hammer these things out. Bring out, the structure. We have to have structure. We have to have organization. We have to have communications. We have to have education. And we have to have a reasonably similar order, in other words, framework. And if we're doing that, on top of that, that's activity. And that's how success is made. That's how growth is made. And that's how we will build this particular group, to wax strong. But we also want to encourage all the people coming to this meeting. They should be encouraged at every meeting to make sure that they get to the Monday night meeting. And if they can't make it, that they download the MP3 and listen to it, and maybe they want to ask some questions then through email, questions at nationallibertyalliance.org. Then they can listen into that program the next week, and they'll get their answers. Or they may want to come on, or whatever the case may be. But we want activity. National Liberty Alliance, was originally built on the idea of activity. That's why we have Monday night meetings, and we've never missed a Monday night meeting. I think there was a few holidays that fell on a Monday night, like Christmas or something, that we didn't meet. But generally speaking, we're here every day, every week. I know this past Christmas we kind of took off a week or two, and we had never done that before, but we did do it this year. but again, it's the activity, the constant communications, the pushing of each other. We have to push each other. And activity breeds activity. And structure, organization fortifies that and also builds activity and builds a strong organization. So, again, all of these things are important. And each one of these things that is discussed, again, they need to be recorded, put up on line, and they need to be labeled properly. And again, you might go 2 or 3 meetings discussing a certain issue. Like I'm sure the handbook, for instance, will probably take a couple of meetings. So again, the handbook, let's see, what's it called? COS Handbook Part 1 or A, whatever. COS Handbook Part 2, Part 3, and so on. It should always start off with a date. Whenever you post any kind of a recording, it should start off with the year 18, hyphen, and then the month 03, not 3, 03, and then hyphen, and then the day 08. We have to fill all 6 digits, and that will keep it in a chronological order automatically when we throw them up online. But after that, you skip a space and title the audio. And when you title the audio, you don't have to put an underscore between the words nor a hyphen or anything. Just write the words. Write it as if it's just a regular title, 2 or 3 words. Just write it up. Put a space between the words. And then post them up. We definitely need all these recordings because as new people come on, they can go back and listen to the old recordings. And then when you get into Q&A time, people may have questions of what was taking place in the past and may even have some good stuff to throw in to say, hey, here's some other ideas, and you may incorporate that. Some people may incorporate certain ideas in a county, and others may not incorporate that certain idea. Again, this is grassroots. We don't get involved in the details of what goes on a local county, but we do have to make sure people are educated, that people have all the necessary tools to structure and build, construct their committees of safety, and to be able to be fashioned in such a way to communicate from one committee of safety to another. Let's see, the next item. Discuss the charter. Now, the charter is discussed in the Committee of Safety Handbook. And I guess, you know, some of these things may be titled in the Committee of Safety, and, I mean, in the Committee of Safety Handbook. So you put the Committee of Safety Handbook and then maybe a space and charter, because you're going to be talking about the charter in that particular week. And that could be a part one, let's say if it was part 3A, and then the next week you were still talking about the charter, it might again be 3B. And then when you move to the next topic, then you change the number and go to number 4. And again, if you had to do subdivisions in the 4, you do A, B, C. And again, we have to make sure that we label these things logically, and they get posted, and it's easy to be able to skim through for people, especially the newbies, and be able to get through these things and get educated from it. Because that's the key here, becoming educated in this area as much as we need to become educated in the law. We need to be educated in the process. The next thing maybe how to approach your sheriff. And again, we cover this in the Committee of Safety book. And you may decide, well, let's cover what's in the book as it is and then come back and break the book up again and say, let's look at topical and expound more on it, okay? So again, that has to be figured out by you people and structure it and brainstorm it and put it together, but it must be digestible for newbies. You must be able to navigate through these things and see the logic of it. And the suggestion should be, hey, start from the first one and work your way through. So that's what we would suggest to newbies. The next thing you might want to talk about, and again, I have this list. People who have a copy of this list, Jan will get it to you. And I think everybody should get a copy of this list. And next week maybe should be your first meeting to really talk about how you're going to further structure and get some ideas and then get into the nitty-gritty, the details, the nuts and bolts, maybe the following week. But however you got to work that out, that's what you guys need to do. But anyway, we also have writing a resolution. We talk about it in the handbook, but you're going to want to get one whole meeting, really focusing in on writing a resolution. And so by the time you guys are finished with all this, we should be hammering out a really good education, an educational structure, and again, working a structure that is integratable from county to county across America. Committee of Safety founding papers, okay? And you'll find that in the handbook, and again, this may call for a very special meeting on that subject matter. You may find that on as you're covering this meeting the handbook, that you're sufficient in that one meeting on the subject, and you move on. Just make sure it's labeled. But others you want to expound on, and again, ABC labeling it. Another thing that we want to look at and think about is local COS presentation ideas. We did do at least one, maybe two. I think Ron done one. These are YouTube videos. I did one. I might have done two. Ron done one, I believe. And I think someone else done one. So you may have three or four different videos that we want to make sure we have on our page as a tool. And one of the best ways for people to share the Committee of Safety in their county, and this is what you want to talk about on a meeting, sharing in a county, sharing it at the local grassroots level. So local COS presentation ideas. One of the best ways I found to talk to people when I go out and talk to people locally, or county to county here in New York, is I usually bring a 20-minute video with me. We used to take a longer one, but I think it works best if you do something 20 minutes, 30 minutes max, and I think all of these videos are less than 30 minutes. And so you play the video, which really gives the great overview, okay? And then once you've got that great overview, then you could take it and take Q&As and discussion and stimulate, get the people interested. There might be some other videos that you might want to play to encourage them to get here, to get an education, and do the necessary things they need to do. People can put together a PowerPoint on their own if they want, and they can do it themselves live if that's what they want to do. That's fine. But we do want to structure. We want to make sure that we stay on focus and structured together. So this group should be overseeing getting that particular thing together and work on creating PowerPoints if that's what you want to do. Personally, I don't think it's necessary because I think the videos do a good enough job. There's enough of them made. And for me, I've always found it easier to play the video, come in, you know, do a little bit of an introduction and talk, and then move right into the presentation, which is a PowerPoint on video, put it on a big screen, and then come with Q&A and discussion with the people, getting them involved after, and then trying to get the sign-ups, making sure you're getting their names and phone numbers and so you can follow up on them, making sure they have all the information to get to the site, particularly the right pages to find this committee and have meetings with you, and also coming to a Monday night meeting. And getting involved in educating themselves in the lore of the land by taking our courses and also our history and what a court of record is and so on. Again, we have those two free courses, and everybody should be encouraged to take that. Then there's a higher education you want to stimulate people to get involved with. And on that higher education, you know, it's kind of a self-course. It's a self, it's a homeschooling on your own. But just go to the education tab and just go through things. I mean, look at people can study the Federalist Papers alone. Could be involved quite a long time. There's a lot of information in there. And then there's the Anti-Federalist Papers. And those two papers are the history of our Constitution. Those two papers explain and expound and interpret our Constitution. So if you really want to know your Constitution and really get down into the deep thoughts of our founding fathers, you want to get into those things there and do the, you know, those two video, audios, I mean. Now, we have that both in audio and PDF. So best way to learn that, of course, is to put on the audio and listen and follow it. Take notes, highlight things, and really, you know, get down to the nuts and bolts of understanding our Constitution and what was in the mind of the framers, our founding fathers. Another committee, we've got two or three flyers up there that we've created. People might come up with other ideas, and you know, again, hammer out some more flyers, throw them up there, and again, you should have a meeting just on flyers. And again, maybe it could be combined with presentation ideas, because flyers is something you hand out at the presentation. You want them to walk home with something. And again, that's, of course, on the grassroots level. We need to stimulate that action. We need to stimulate that activity, okay? We are running out of time. Things are moving pretty quick now, and I think we're going to see some major changes in this country over this 2018. And it might be quicker than we realize. And so we have to be prepared. We're the people here that are preparing to be able to, you know, catch America as we run into this big void. Because once the deep state is eliminated and out, there's going to be a power vacuum there. And we, the people, need to fill that power vacuum. And that's what the Committee of Safety is about. That's what the common law grand juries are, as far as the administrations for those common law grand juries is concerned. That's what it's all about. And then because we're here getting educated, getting prepared, we can continue to train and bring people in so we do it the right way. We don't need crazies coming in, going on to the left field on things. And you'll get a lot of people that may come in and they want revenge and just going for the wrong things. We need to get educated. And not just on what's going on with the committees of safety. We need to get educated on the common law We need to get educated on our Constitution and civics, history, and so on. And again, we have all this prepared on our site. We need to stimulate growth. Agenda 21. I know we've had some people that's connected with us that done some research. Maybe they got some good videos. We can pull some good videos. But that's something of discussion. I think Agenda 21 should be a meeting for that. And that's something so new people come in and they learn about Agenda 21. And you should have some videos on that. And those videos should be brought then, because that's going to be brought down into the grassroots level. Everyone in their counties should be playing some information in a video or getting some literature or discussing and or discussing these things so that they deal with Agenda 21 on their grassroots level. Meeting should be here to discuss the power of the county, of the power of the grand jury. Okay, United States versus Williams particularly is a beautiful paper to work off, read, and bring into discussion, and just talk about it as you go through that particular document. We've got lots of literature on that because that's what we're all about. We've got lots of videos on that. All the committees of safety should, on a county level, on a grassroots level, should at some point watch the videos on the grand jury, the power of the grand jury and the administrative program that we put together. And because once the administrators get active in the county and then the committees of safety come up into activity, they should know about each other and should be working together. Because one of the things we have to realize, you know, our founding fathers, as I'm sure everybody in this room knows, in this particular group, our founding fathers, they worked the process of the Committee of Safety to create America. And the committees of correspondence brought them onto the national level, so to speak. And that's what brought them together to come to the terms where they wrote the Declaration of Independence and eventually debated out the Constitution, as we see. Through the papers that are available up online here. And again, it's an audio also, the Federalist Papers and Anti-Federalist Papers. But what people need to understand is when George Washington was elected president and actually took office and the Constitution was completed, with the exception of the Bill of Rights, which was intended that the Bill of Rights would be added to the Constitution, then it was complete. But there was a 1789 when the Constitution came into effect. George Washington took power and authority as the first president of the United States, and America was officially born. And the committees of safety did not disperse and just go away or go home. The committees of safety morphed into the committeeman process. And I'll bet you dollars to donuts, very few people in this group and probably very few people throughout National Liberty Alliance, New Yorkers, a lot of New Yorkers know what this is all about, but you'll be so surprised on the power and the authority, the structure and the focus of the committees and what they can do. Because remember, the committees, the committeemen are in every single election district. So if you have a representative in every single election district across America, then you have access to bring educational material to every person at every election district. And that's one of our plans. Share the Constitution with these people. Share videos with these people. Have meetings. Get involved with the schools. We're putting curriculum together for the schools so that our children will learn all of the things that we're learning and be able to watch videos and come to meetings that should be run by the Committees of Safety / Committeemen. We are coming up at a point in time that we may start talking a little bit about committeemen. Because I think people need to start running for this office. Anybody who's on the Committee of Safety should be running for this office. And it's a two-year hitch, but it's very minimum amount of time. You're really only active during election time, and your activity is really, talking to people who want to run for office, who want to become, you know, a congressman or a mayor or you know, whatever the office is, okay? And so, you know, we get to sit down and interview them, and we get to decide, well, okay, you know, we're going to ask them, you know, constitutional questions, you know. Look at how it works in the committees, in the committeeman process. An individual will want to run for a particular position in office, and they'll get a hold of someone in the committee and will want to come in and talk to the committeeman because he wants to get their backing. He wants to get their signatures. He wants to get them to walk his papers so that he can get onto the ballot. It's the committeeman that put the people on the ballot. And so when those people first approach us, you know, the committeemen, I get some noise coming on. Can everybody mute your mics, please? So when these people come in and they want to run for a particular position, I want to run for a state senator, I want to run for a U.S. senator, I want to run for whatever the office may be. It doesn't matter, okay? Well, when they approach someone in the committee, usually the chairman, okay, of the county, they'll approach and they should at that point give them an appointment to come and meet the committee so that they can give their speech to the committee, and the committee can ask questions, and then they can decide on whether they want to walk their papers or not. And that's the way it works. And we, the people, should be in control of that. We have lost control of that 100 years or more. We definitely have lost control of that at least 70 or 80 years ago. I think it was in... actually 100 years, because it was in the very early 1900s. So we're here in New York. They made the total change, and they kind of destroyed the old law and brought in all this statutory crap. And they made a lot of changes, and they hid the way that an individual gets elected to becoming a committeeman. So the first order of business when someone approaches a committee chair, because they want to get an appointment to see the committee. Well, the first order of business should be giving them a copy of the Constitution, a handbook or something, or you can run a PDF copy off, okay? And getting them up maybe to take the tests up here, our courses up here on the National Liberty Alliance. You could make that a requirement. But let them know. You know, we wrote a book for the sheriffs. It's a great book for educating yourself on the Constitution, particularly the nuts and bolts of the Constitution. And we also just recently finished a book for elected individuals, people who want to run for other elected office, which is pretty much the same as the sheriff's handbook, except for we changed the preface, to relate to any elected individual, not just the sheriff. And we changed a few things here or there, so it focuses in on the elected individual and not the sheriff. But it's pretty much the same book, okay? So there are two books. You can hand these people that book, you know, PDF copy. Or you could say go online and download the PDF copy, print it out, because that's what you're going to want to learn when you come talk to our committeemen, when you come talk to us. And then you get to vote. You get to know that these people know the Constitution. And then... at the end of the day, if you decide to walk these people's papers and you know, back them up to become elected, you know, you want to make sure that they understand, I want you to give us your oath right now. I want you to swear if we walk your papers, you are going to obey that Constitution, that you're going to adhere and submit yourself to our unalienable rights, and only then should we walk the papers. And this is what we should be doing. We need to talk about this. We need to discuss this. And you know, when it comes to the committeeman thing, you know, Gerard may come in here and actually teach on that, or maybe I'll come in here and teach on that, because we've done a tremendous amount of homework and legwork on this, and we've structured New York. We rewrote the committeeman rules on both the Republican and the Democratic Party. We had a convention in Kingston, New York. Democrats and Republicans came together, and we decided we're not going to have this partisanship, BS. What we're going to do is we're all concerned that these people coming in are going to obey the Constitution and not overstep their authority. And that's what we all need to do. We need to have this knowledge. We need to have this understanding. And we need to work this structure out. And this is what your job end is. The end part of your job as the Committee of Safety is to get to that point where you are sitting in the chairs in the county that is positioned and all the money and necessary tools and everything is paid for in that county in order to go forward to run the election. And you get to run the election. You get to count the ballots. And there's a process for that our founding fathers have laid out, a beautiful process. And we've discovered that. We put that into our work. We have all this stuff up online, by the way. It's under our political area. But again, we haven't put a lot of time in it, but we're going to be putting some time in it soon. You guys need to be doing that. So again, that's a topic. And it's an important one because that's the end results of your work. That's where you got to get. We need to teach our children in school that at least one time in their life they should run for the office of committeemen, take a seat, and be the selectors of these individuals that want to run for office. Okay, everyone, that's our duty. Okay, should participate with that. We also want to teach our children when they're called for a grand jury or a trial jury that they need to come down and sit on that seat and do their duty. It's an important role. You know, the system that's set up not only doesn't work and it stacks the jury and it's just a big con job, but nevertheless, also it becomes a financial problem to a lot of people. You know, we can't hold people over on a grand jury for 3 months or 2 months. They got a job to go back to. They got family to take care of. We worked that process out too. I don't want to get into these details, but we worked all that out. So these people are not injured financially, that they and look at, they deserve a lot more than they're getting to begin with, just for that week of service. You know, why are we wasting money when we're wasting when we give it to where it really belongs? But not only that, you know, usually a term for an individual on a grand jury shouldn't be any more than a week. Now, if it's a county where there's not a lot going on, okay, maybe it'll be a month, which means one day a week, okay? So they may be on the grand jury for a month, but they may only meet maybe five times or four times throughout, or six times throughout that month. And so this doesn't become a burden to these people. Of course, sitting on a trial jury, if the trial is a long jury trial, which most trials are not, most trials are a day or two long. The long ones may be a week, and few go longer than that. But there are some big cases. Especially what's going on in this nation, there's going to be some huge cases. It's going to run for a long time. And, you know, we'll have to figure out how we're going to work the burden to those people. But we have a duty to sit on those juries if we're called. Okay, discuss the power of the grand jury and the administrative process. Discuss the committeeman thing. Discuss the sheriff's handbook. Wow, that's an education. Discussing that book is an education, and you should do it. Okay, those these big things should be more towards the latter time. The structural part of the process of getting that Committee of Safety up and going, which particularly is the handbook, that should be the front of your process. That's where really you should be working on the beginning, so that we can start the structure, get it going, and train people as we go along. Discussing. Plans for running for committeemen, position for success. We will train everyone, and it'll be in a recording. And we've already done this, I think, in a PowerPoint. Matter of fact, I know we've done it in a PowerPoint, but I think we did it in a video PowerPoint. Training people to run for committeemen, how to really become an elected committeeman. And the courts, this is why we decided we had to take the courts over first, because we were not being recognized as committeemen. And they shut the doors on us. We were the elected committeemen. They were not. And yet that's the structure, you know, worked with them because they were upholding, the status quo. So the only way we're going to get in is by taking the courts first, and then we will have a court case on this on a federal level, and that will open the doors across this nation. And that's why people need to be ready now on how to prepare. And they should be running. You should be running for committeeman this year. Even if we don't have the power and the authority, you run for committeeman, and you do it the right way, and you get in and you sit among these people, and you see what's going on. You'll learn a lot more. But when the time comes for the takeover, you'll be standing up and taking control of that group of people. And anybody that's a problem, you'll dismiss them, okay? But you'll train those people how to become elected committee men. We'll train them the principles of having honor, justice, and mercy. We'll train them on the common law. We'll train them on all the things that we're doing here at National Liberty Alliance, okay? So very important part of our process. So discuss plans for running for committeemen. Discuss the political introduction we have up on our website. Discuss how to petition. Again, all of that is really covered in how to run for committeemen. George Washington's farewell address. You know, when I've read that, I didn't realize he was talking about the committeemen and to the committeemen. I had no clue in the beginning when I first started reading that. But as I became educated in the committeemen and we picked up the farewell address of Washington, we were blown away. I think I could say 60, 70, maybe more percent of that speech was to and about and for the committeemen and a warning on what was going to happen to the committeemen. And exactly what Washington said is exactly what has happened to the committeemen today. And you'll be blown away when you see what Washington had to say once you understand the committeemen and what they've done to the process. We need to take it back to reverse that and get a lesson from George Washington. So that's a very important thing. And again, that's later on. It's not up front. Structure is up front. Education is behind. Discuss state election law. We'll get into more detail. We'll feed you some stuff. And again, you know, all you have to do is ask for me or Gerard to come down and speak at any time on a particular subject matter, and we'll come down and help, you know, give you more info. Let's see. This committee needs to be given a biweekly written report to the national leadership. Okay, and this is an extremely important part of what we're doing. You know, giving an account of your stewardship twice a month. And this keeps us active. It keeps us on point. It sets the process of responsibility. And we become a real structure, okay? A real, real formed committee that's really doing the business at hand that needs to be done to save America. So reports need to be done. All our committees are going to require reports to the national leadership, okay? And it needs to be a written report. And as a matter of fact, once that written report is given, we probably should, in most cases, it's probably a great idea, that you take that report and give it to the people. In other words, come on the Monday night program, let Jan know you want to talk, and take 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, whatever you need, to expound about the process of giving your report of your stewardship, of the stewardship of this committee, to the people, what we're doing. And that will stimulate interest of people who are not coming here but are in National Liberty Alliance, and they may be interested. We want to stimulate them. We want to bring this information. We want them to join the committees of safety. We want to grow them. We have we're approaching 7,000 members, and every one of those members should be involved. They should be, okay? Percentage of them are brain dead. You know, they don't even remember joining. And they're just sleeping. They saw something interesting, they joined, and they forgot. And then when we approach them, they don't know what we're talking about. That's why it's so important that the welcoming committee get very active and involved, and that we structure them, and they structure themselves, and which they're close to being structured right now. We need to be, as soon as a person joins the National Liberty Alliance, within 48 hours or a week, whatever we require, you know, we'll sit down and think about that. You know, how fast can we get to them? So within a week, we should be on the phones with those people, welcoming them in, asking if there's anything we could do to help, suggesting where to start off, talk about how active we are. You know, get them involved immediately. Get them onto the site. Press buttons with them. If you can get them onto Skype, then you can open up your desktop, share your desktop, and go through the site with them and show them different things. And now they're not going to forget that they joined National Liberty Alliance. They're going to understand what we're doing, and it's their duty. Now that they have knowledge, it's their duty to act. Everyone in this room has a duty to act. You can't leave. You're stuck. You're here. You cannot leave. Your conscience should annoy the hell out of you if you try, because you are the people that are going to take control of the consent of this nation through the political and judicial process. There is no other way, and there's nobody else out there teaching what we are teaching. There is nobody out structuring all of the educational information that we have put together. Nobody has that and has brought it together in a way that we're doing it, and structuring our committees in a way to really stimulate education, understanding, and growth. But you can't leave now. You're stuck. Woe is me, because I know now I can't walk away. You know, sometimes I wish I can walk away from the leadership role that I play. I really don't want to be here half the time no more. But it's not that it bores me or anything. You know, there are other things I want to do. But nevertheless, I can't walk away. I got to finish what I started. And the nation needs you.
I know exactly where
you are. You need to do the job. You can't leave. You're in. And that's a good thing, by the way.
Hang up to you guys.
Okay, so biweekly written reports to the national leadership. I think weekly reports would be too much. Monthly reports, maybe we'll move to that at some point in time, but right now we need to stimulate activity, so it needs to be biweekly right now at this point. When the group feels that we really should move to a monthly report, you bring it to the national leadership and discuss it with them, and they'll discuss it, and we'll try to figure out if it's time to move to that. But right now, activity, 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 activity. Okay? If there is no activity, lumps grow on a log, and we got to move them lumps. We got to massage them lumps and move them off the log and get them going. But if we don't have that activity, I've seen over and over and over again people falling asleep. All the committees we've started, people falling asleep, or they lose track and focus and they drift away into something else. And I'm guilty of the same thing. I speak to myself first. But you're all guilty of the same thing, too. And that's why we're doing this now. We probably should have done this earlier on, but nevertheless, we're doing it now. So now is the time to structure, focus, and plan. Educate, educate, educate. I want this committee to write a plan in such a fashion, in one page or less, that we're going to post up on the page, up on our website, or when they click on your committee page, that's what they're going to read. Now, there's stuff up there already. So, what? There's stuff up on the website right now. You can kind of work off what's up there and mesh it together and throw some other things. But we need to really give a straight-out focus of what this committee is all about, where you're heading to, what are the goals, what are the power and the authority of this committee. Why it's so important. And tonight's meeting, you should have gotten a lot of meat so far, and hopefully we'll give you some more meat, but you should have got a lot of meat and should be really excited about this stuff, and this is your job. Let's see. And again, let me say again, at any time, if you want Gerard or myself to come down and talk on a particular topic, we'll do so. Just invite us, we'll come in. Okay, I think I've come to the end of what I've got to offer for this, and I'm sure we've stimulated enough ideas that you guys can now brainstorm and work these things out and add to it and build it. If we build it, they will come. I want to tell you something. You know, that's in a movie. I know a lot of people probably have seen that movie. If we build it, they will come. When we did National Liberty Alliance, I knew, and Gerard knew, we knew if we built it, they would come. We built it, people are coming, and we want more people coming. We need more people. So to take control of this entire nation, really ultimately we probably need maybe 100,000, 80,000, but we don't really need that now to actually exercise our authority and get out doing what we have to do. But in the long run, to fill the positions, for example, quite a few people are necessary in the committee member process. As we've discussed, we probably need about 16,000 to 18,000 people in the administrative part of the process across the nation, 4 people in every county, due to multiplication. In some counties, like New York County, they need a lot more than 4. But most counties will be able to held up with four administrators. That's the plan. Nothing less, but more if necessary. And each county's got to figure that out, what that point is where, okay, we actually need six people. And again, it's got to be worked out. But that can only be worked out when we're really into that part of the process and we understand what we're doing. Okay, Gary, are you here? Gary Will and James, working with Gary Will, are both of you guys here?
I see Gary was here a little bit ago.
Okay, we're going to talk to them as if they are here. This is recorded. Okay,
yes.
Who's that?
This is Gary.
Both of you? Okay. Well, you two guys should have a meeting with, you know, Jan and Gerard and myself as soon as possible. If we could do it this week, there's only one day left this week, fine. If we could do it this weekend, fine. Or we do it at the beginning of next week, fine. But we need to do it no later than mid-next week and really get this thing moving. I'd love to do it before this week is out, even if we have to do it over the weekend. But just I want to run through a little bit of a structure here. You know, Gary, Will, you know, we've worked a lot of this stuff out before. So Gary's kind of executed most of this plan already and has put the necessary chart. So I don't want to bore anybody with the, you know, looking at potential charts on how we need to control and focus in on, you know, this welcoming committee. The hardest part of the welcoming committee is really creating the dialogue of conversation. And again, with experience, it becomes easier and easier. Next thing you know, it's just falling out of your mouth, whatever it is that you have to say to these individuals. And each individual will take the conversation a different direction. That's where we really want to be able to have that flexibility to be able to do that. But the welcoming committee, we've already got worked out a spreadsheet plan and a way to go back and forth and work the massaging of the phone calls and moving them from people to people. I don't believe, unless people feel differently, the people in the welcoming committee, unless you feel differently on this, then we'll talk about it. But I don't believe there's a reason to come together on a regular meeting. I think the welcoming committee is really, you need to get the necessary people involved that will do the phone calls, okay? And let's just say you got 10 people willing to do phone calls. Some people might be able to do 5 calls a week. Other people might be able to do 20 calls a week. I don't know. Some people even more, you know, people who are retired and really want to, you know, roll up their sleeves and get involved in this, maybe they do 40 calls a week. But whatever the people can do, that's what we'll expect of them. And we want people to think about this. We don't want people to overload themselves, okay? Because if you give someone 20, because they said they can do 20, and they come back with 5, well, we'll give them 5 the next week and let them come back and ask for another 5 the following week. We don't want people to be overloaded. We don't want people to not come in because they didn't get their work done. But we expect people to get their work done. When you sit on a committee and you're given a goal, usually a date is set when everything is necessary, and every time a meeting comes up, you got to come up and give a report, and you have to show production from the week before, the month before, the meeting before, and this meeting. And it's expected of you. And if you don't do it, then don't pick up the job. But we have to pick up the job, and if that's, you know, whatever the job is, we got to pick it up. So, instead of wasting people's time, because there's really not much to discuss, I mean, the big thing maybe to get together, discuss a little bit, of course, is the dialogue, you know. But we can write a whole bunch. We've written some dialogues. Other people have put some dialogues together. And people put their own thing. It's really just a base to work off. I like to look at bullet points and then start talking to the people, and you find all of a sudden they're interested in somewhere or something, and then you just tap in on that and you're talking there. But you're getting this person, you got to draw them in. You got to get them connected. You got to get them to see the site. You got to walk the site with them and get them excited, okay? So, but the people making the calls, I think what should be done on a particular day, once a week, whatever day it is, it doesn't matter. It should be probably done on Skype. It's the easiest way to do it because you can transfer information immediately, drop a file in, drop a file out, take a file out. So they're coming in with their work done. They drop it into the Skype when they come in to talk with James and Gary and anybody else involved in that part of the committee as chairman. They'll come in and then they will drop to them their next workload of five calls or whatever it is. And each one of those meetings and interaction with that individual shouldn't be any more than maybe 10 minutes. So everybody should know, okay, for instance, let's say it takes 10 minutes, okay? And let's say 6 10-minute periods in an hour. Let's say there's 6 people that are out making phone calls and are coming to report, okay? So we need to let the people know, okay, we're going to have a meeting on Tuesday to transfer information back and forth, get your next workload and drop off the work that you've completed so that we can compile it and put it together and move it to the next process. And there will be a next process, follow up on email and different things and maybe even more phone calls. Moving it to that process and moving it along, okay, if you got, say to someone, okay, we're going to have a meeting and somewhere between 7 and 8, I'm going to give you a call. Okay, so Gary and James and maybe more people involved will be on the Skype call, and they'll call Joe up first and spend 5 or 10 minutes with Joe and exchange information. Okay, see you later. We'll talk to you next week, same time, same place. It may not be at 7 o'clock. Well, let's say it's 7 o'clock. It may not be 7 o'clock next time. We may not pick you up till 7:20, but between 7 and 8, we're going to call you. Okay, then they call the next person. Okay. And they work out, exchange information, and go. This prevents 8 people or 10 people or whatever coming to a Skype meeting, sitting down, being bored to tears for an hour, become disgusted, depressed, and they don't want to come back no more. I don't want to go through that. Yeah, I got other things to do. You know, they do. People have things to do. Let's not waste their time. So this will eliminate a need for a meeting. Now, you know, we can do sort of practices with them. You could do that on Skype. You do it on an individual level. 3 or 4 people can come together, whatever, and you kind of work out talking on how you would talk to someone, the work of dialogues. You know, we got plenty of dialogues. Work through bullet points, go through the dialogues, make up your own dialogue, and then do what you got to do. And we'll trip along in the beginning. We'll be, beginners, and it'll be obvious in the beginning. That's okay. We all start somewhere. But I'll tell you, once you do something once, then twice, then 10 times. It's old hat now. Next thing you know, you're just rattling it off. You're picking up the points. This is what I got to tell this person. I see that's what this one's interested in. Let me bring them here on the site or there. And you just run it through, move on. So anyway, no need, in my opinion, for welcome committee meetings to waste people's time. If there's a reason to come together to discuss something that I'm missing, well, bring it up and let's talk about it. And if it's necessary, then we'll do it. But I don't see it. The next thing. We used to have a really good guy. The first guy we had was really, really great running the courtroom observers. This guy was a pro, and he had been doing it before for years before he met us, and he tapped in with us. It's a shame he was poisoned by some individuals from the city, and things happened, and we had to get rid of him. And we stood on principle on that. I hated to get rid of this guy. I wish he'd know we'd love to have him back. Time has passed, water has gone under the bridge, and maybe we can start on a new foot and develop a trust level again, because the guy was good. But anybody could be good at something if they want to, okay? We need to develop a process. Everybody should know that they are part of the courtroom observers. Every member of National Liberty Alliance is part of the courtroom observers. We need to have a small group of people who are working the process, but we need to let people know and make the point. Don't call us and tell us you have a court case tomorrow morning or in 2 days from now. Just don't tell us that, because we can't respond that quick. People, if you have a court case going on and you got a hearing coming up a month from now, or whatever, and you know it, you need to be talking to us now. Now, we need to stimulate this conversation on the Monday night meetings. It needs to get out to the populace. And that's why the people on the committee, let's go to the welcoming committee. They need to come on and talk on Monday night and give an account. Same thing with the committee, with the courtroom observers committee. they need to come on and give sort of an account of things that's going on. We don't have any cases right now, but we want to just remind everybody that if a case comes up in your county, you'll be getting an email. It'll have this in the subject line, and if you could by any way possibly come and help this person to get to court on that day for that hour, you know, please go. And we will focus that email, you know, on the locale. Right now I think we're set up for the state. We might be set up for the county. I'm not even – matter of fact, I think we can. We are set up for the county. We can pull everyone in a particular county and send them an email, and we can also pull the surrounding counties and send those people email. And so all the people locally will have the information that there's a court case coming up, someone needs help, let's get out and help. How do they help? Well, the only thing they need to do is sit in the courtroom with a pen and paper, make notes, intimidate the judge with their note-making, maybe put on a tag. You know, you could put on a courtroom observer's tag. You could put on a grand jury tag. Everybody with National Liberty Alliance is on the grand jury. We call everybody, whoever comes, they're part of that next group, but it's anybody can come. You don't have to come to all of them, and you can come to all of them if you want. So you can put up, we create tags of the grand jury. Let's intimidate these judges, okay? Just with a tag, say nothing. Piece of paper, a board, you know, one of the clipboards with paper in it, maybe a constitutional booklet attached to it. You know, on the back of the board, maybe there's a note to a courtroom observer or grand jury or whatever. That's what you have to talk about, what needs to be put there. And take your notes, bullet points. Then you go home, you write an affidavit. We give the affidavit layout and then send it to the people. Okay, that you went to court for. Now they got evidence, they got affidavits for whatever took place in the court. Again, no need to have meetings for courtroom observers, okay? I just don't see it. Again, if I'm wrong, show me I'm wrong, bring it to the national leadership, and let's see if we need to do something. But remember, you can call a meeting at any time if you think it's necessary, see who can come, but you can pull the bullhorn on a Monday night meeting. Okay, in the beginning when we go through announcements. And we'll give you as much time as you want. If someone's really got a good, important message and they want to take 20 minutes, we'll give it to them. Hey, this is what we're doing. You know, this is what we're doing. So, again, these are important committees. They need to be structured. We don't want to waste people's time. We have to do it efficiently. People have to be happy about moving on and getting it done. Say, I can do this. I'm not being, bombarded with having to spend an hour or two or three listening to this guy or that guy or the other guy, you know? No. And again, every committee, every group, everyone should be encouraging everyone every week, every month, constantly. Get on to the National Liberty Alliance. Read the site. Take the courses. Get to the Monday night call. If you can't get to the Monday night call, download it. Throw it in your car. In the course of the week, you can listen to the whole thing going back and forth to work. Got questions? Send them to the email because you can't make it at between 9 and 12 Eastern Standard Time. Fine. Work it out. Let's get people excited. Let's get them active. Let's get them going. Okay? So Gary and James, let's talk. Let's see. Who's running the courtroom observers, Jan? I forget.
It's under Robert and Terry.
Okay, let's get Robert and Terry together and let's talk with them and give them some encouragement and let's fire them up and let them go do what they got to do. But we got a structure, we got to move. Time is of the essence. We need to be ready. When the deep state falls, I'm telling you, there's going to be a void, okay? And we, the people, need to fill that void. That void is for us. This nation has been run by the deep state when, in fact, it should be run by the consent of we, the people. And that's what we're doing here. We need to fill that void and take control and make sure our government does our will and not the will of some tyrant or madman. The courtroom observers, again, let's get together with them. We want a report, okay? We also have a calendar set up, I believe. If we don't, we'll set one up, but I'm sure we do have a calendar where the cases can be put up. And we want to get up in advance as far as possible. We need to tell the people, you know, if you've got a case, people need to know when they join. We need to remind them on a weekly basis on our national meeting. So you guys need to come onto the national meeting and remind people, even if it's only 2 minutes or 1 minute, I don't care. But remind people, this is what we're doing. If you got a court case going and you want us, our assistance, you need to get to us now. Don't wait till the last minute, because we're not going to be able to help you if you tell us the court case is tomorrow or at the end of the week. We're not going to, or even next week. As much time as possible. We need to get onto the schedule, need to get the email out, need to send a few reminders focused in on the individuals within that area. And we don't bother nobody else. Okay? We're going to have a special meeting for administrators soon. So if you are administrator, you're going to be getting an email soon concerning a special meeting we're going to have to discuss what your duty is, what your job is, what your commitment is. You took a commitment, and if you can't fulfill your commitment, we're going to ask you to leave. Not leave National Liberty Alliance, not at all, but leave that position. That's the most important position, in my opinion, that we are creating here at National Liberty Alliance. That's the position that's going to get us into the courts, take control of our court system and our political process, and bring justice to the people that deserve it. You know, we do not have courts of justice. We have courts of injustice. So we need to get this back under the control of we the people. And so these administrators, I've heard from one administrator, wrote back to me and says they don't need to take the course. They know far more. That's baby stuff to them. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Whoever you are. We don't necessarily need you. You need to go out there because there's things in that course that you don't know about, especially in that civics course. We got some really deep stuff in that civics course, okay? Powerful stuff that really lays out what's really going on, what the hell is wrong in this country. We answer that question in that course. We also give a hell of a course on American history. Professor Thomas Woods runs that course. We have Michael Bodnarek, who gives another 20 or so hour course on the Constitution. Okay, we have Bill Thornton, who teaches on the common law. And remember, you know, he's made a couple errors, but his work is still valid, and it's great stuff, and we need to use it and exercise it. But remember, you know, we're not the king of the court. That's God's job. He's the king. Okay? And, you know, we're the king's servants. That's who we are. We're the king's bench. That's who we are. Okay? So if you're in a grand jury, you're the king's bench. You're to do the will of the king. That's common law. If you're sitting on that trial jury, you're the king's bench. And you're going to have to answer to the king if you abuse his bench. So, again, this is a serious stuff, and people need to take this seriously. They need to be educated. You know, people are not getting involved. Well, if we can't, you know, kind of knock on their door, wake them up and reel them back in and have them get involved, then we're going to ask them to kind of remove themselves from administrator. And when you're ready to get involved, then you can put your name back in there. Meanwhile, there's other things you could do that doesn't take up that much time. Maybe you can work on this or that. You know, maybe you can work an hour a week on calls, you know, and so on. But there's something for everybody. And I'll get back to the same old, you know. I ask all the time, I tell all the time, put your money where you think it belongs. It belongs here at National Liberty Alliance. If you believe in what we're doing, support what we're doing. $5 a month. Give up one cup of coffee and a bagel a month. Just one cup of coffee and a bagel a month. And send and get your card in there, and $5 a month. And if everybody did that, we'd have so much, you would know, you have no idea the plan, what we could do right now if we had that kind of income coming in. There's so we'd be filing every week, I'm telling you. Well, maybe not every week, but every other week at least, okay? Because it takes time to write papers. But we'll be filing, and doing some big, big stuff. We need to go after the judiciary as a whole. We need to sue these people directly, okay? We the people. On the name of the Unified United States Common Law Grand Jury, they're not doing their job. They're hijacking the process. They're holding up the status quo, and they've removed our courts of justice to courts of injustice. And I'm blown away. I'm blown away by people and people who think that there's such a thing as an Article I court. You haven't done your homework. You just haven't went to look to see what they're saying means that. There's no such animal. It doesn't exist. There's only one court on a federal level. It's an Article III court, with the exception of the United States Supreme Court, which is an Article III court. Somebody's needs to mute their mic here. Got noise coming through. We've got a couple of people there with open mics. Please mute. No such thing as an Article I court. There's only an Article III court. They created that out of their hat. I traced that back into the 1970, I think it was, where the first place it surfaced, and then some bar group ran with it again, and then some legal eagle place that tries to give definitions, they ran with it. But it all started in the 70s, okay? I haven't been able to find it going back further than that. Now, maybe it does, but I just haven't done. I haven't spent a lot of time looking, but I have looked. But the first time someone told me there was something as an Article I court, I read through Article I, okay, every single page, you know, every single line, every single word. Look, where the hell are they getting this Article I court? And maybe the second time around reading it again, this is probably where they got it. Okay, and I found the verse where they got it. And, you know, if I get time, maybe Monday I'll talk a little bit about the Article III court. Maybe that'll be a subject I'll talk about. And I'll show you where that came from. And when you read it, you're going to be blown away on how obvious it has nothing to do with an Article I court. Nothing at all. So, no such animal. And if you want to know all about it, come to Monday night's meeting because we're going to talk about that. Let's see, what else we got here? Okay, getting back to discussions off topic, okay? I think it could be good. I think it's good to talk, to have conversation. I don't want to get involved in the middle of saying you can't have it. And if someone starts teaching the man on the land stuff, I'll be in the room because we can't go there. And if anybody thinks that we should be teaching that stuff, bring it to the Monday night meeting. Let's discuss it there, and we'll talk about it. And we'll try to convince each other of what is truth and what really we need to be doing. But get your position out there. Don't bring it into a room where maybe nobody steps up and doesn't fix the problem, debate it, deny it, argue it. And then you got new people coming in, and all we're doing is building, you know, faulty structure on top of faulty structure. That's all we're doing, you know. Don't get lost in words. Please, don't get lost in words. I know words have meaning, you know. Obviously, they have meaning. I look up the meaning of words, and some words have more than one meaning. And, you know, people read things in Black's Law, and they think, oh, look at this, look at that. There are, I think, I may be off on this number, but it's 51, 2, or 3. I don't remember what it is, but I'll just say 51, okay. There are 51 courts that you will find, different courts that you will find in Black's Law, okay? And they're all administrative with the exception of the law of common law. All the rest of them are administrative courts. And they're okay if you want to live in that administrative process and yield to it. But you have to be conscious. They have to make you conscious that you're volunteering into it, not play the game of Nisi Prius. We need to remove that. But nevertheless, there are 51 courts. Therefore, there are 51 structures of law, statutory processes. Okay? We're interested in only one. And it's not a statutory process, and it is common law. And it's called a court of record, and that's in Black's Law, and that's what we want to focus in. So if you get confused in Black's Law, it's because you don't realize what I just said. Now that you realize it, you have to ask, you know, what court are they talking about? We did do a paper on this, by the way. We did a memorandum, which we apply. We've got in our court cases, at least the most recent ones. So one we filed, we're filing in New York. I believe we have it there. And we had the one before that. We've got it in there. You know, go read that memorandum, and it'll lay out all of these courts. We name them all. We lay them all out. And we show this is the one that we're into. So common law court is what we're interested in. what's called a court of record, and the law be applied as the common law, the law of the land. And the law of the land includes the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and all the lawful authoritative law that we've given our authority, we ordained and established through the Constitution under Article 1, Section 9, I think it is, no, Section 8, Article 1, Section 8, all of that is law, the law of the land, okay? And by the way, the law of the sea has its place. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. The United States Supreme Court hears those cases, and it's okay, as long as they're talking at sea, okay? Not on the land. That's not the law of the land. That's the law of the sea, and that deals with the laws of nations. You see. So that it's a necessity to work things out with other nations and also with the military. Okay, I think I've said enough. I tried to get a lot out here. Hopefully there's a lot of meat that people are chewing on. And again, this tape will be uploaded. You can listen to it again. You can stop and start it and take notes and whatever you want to do with it. Jan will hand out the paperwork notes that I've given, parts of these notes, the beginning of the part of this isn't necessary, Jan, you know, where my notes on what I heard was being spoken about at the COS meetings. You know, I heard, for instance, some conversations on law, and I've heard conversations on the IRS and the meaning of state, and I also heard some conversations concerning Rod Class and the courts and CAFR accounts and all those things. And I don't want to stifle those conversations, but they don't belong in this room for this purpose. That's why we need to set up another room for that purpose. And again, you know, we got Captain John and we got Robert and we've got some other leaders that participate, and we have plenty of people participate. And if you all want to be in part of that room, go over there and get into the an open conversation on whatever topic you want. And let me suggest, if you're going to do a topic, try not to get into two or three or four topics. Try to stick on one. If you're going to talk about the CAFR things, you know, label that call CAFR, okay? Label the call IRS. Label the call law, you know. And this way people can come and they can look at those things and they can, you know, I'm interested in that subject. Or they see a word that interests, let me go see what that's about, you know. Give them a label. Give them a topic. And let's, you know, we're educators here. We all need to become educators. And we need to be creating more educators. Educating educators, educators who educate educators, and so on. We need to move this process on. That's just mute buttons. So, no, they mute themselves. So anyway, this is where we got to go. So I'm going to open now, and anybody wants to continue to stay for a while, to an open Q&A. I'm not going to open the Q&A unless it gets too busy and too loud, then I'll push the button and we'll go to Q&A and we'll do it in a different orderly. But I think we could do it orderly here. Someone has a question, pipe up now and we'll do the best we can to answer. As far as thoughts and ideas, you know, you can kind of run something short here, but we don't want to get too involved. That's your next week's business to do, brainstorming those things. But questions, go ahead. Or comments on what we talked about tonight.
Yeah, John, I emailed all of the people that I had on the list for tonight's call a copy of your notes while you were talking.
Okay. All right. They got the first part, too? They got all 3 or 4 pages? It's okay. It doesn't matter. I just thought it, you know, just ignore the front-end part of it and look towards the bullet point points of what we talked about tonight. But anyway.
So
and anybody, and anything on the beginning part of those notes, if you want to bring them up on Monday and talk about it, I'm open for it. So, but questions, go ahead, or comment.
Yeah.
Is
anybody that didn't get a copy of that yet, please send me an email, jan@nationallibertyalliance.org. And it means I didn't have your email address. I'll send one out to you.
And we're going to move the conversations that the past conversations, unless you flag one here or there that really is about the COS and really you think is important to keep on the COS end, fine. But I think you should start from scratch and build a real good foundation. But we'll post those on the other program, on the other night program. And I'll tell you right now what we did with that. And again, this is not written in stone. You can do whatever day you want. You can discuss it amongst yourselves. But right now, we have set up Wednesday at 9 p.m., the discussion group. Okay, that's what we're talking about now, the discussion group. And if you want to change that to a different time and a different day, work it out with Jan, and we'll manipulate the page, and we'll put the proper day and time. Right now, we have Thursday for 8 p.m. for the National Healing Meeting. I'd like to get into that meeting. I think that's a good meeting. I haven't been to any of those meetings yet, but this is kind of stuff we really need. So they'll continue, I'm sure, with however they're working. We'll go over and try to help them out and give them some ideas, and they'll get structured well. Then we have Thursday night meeting at 9 p.m. for the Committees of Safety right here. And if you want to keep that this Thursdays at 9 p.m., that's fine. And we'll move from there. So work it out with Jan, and we'll change the page information accordingly. Back to questions. Who wanted to talk? Was that Gary?
Yeah. What's a good time for you tomorrow? Is Jim on the call tonight?
No, I didn't see him.
Okay.
Make sure Jim hears this message, and everybody should hear this message, even if they don't get involved with the Committee of Safety. And we did touch other places, so. But, hopefully this was an exciting call. I felt it was exciting, the information I shared. I felt it was a lot of meat, and hopefully it's going to stimulate a lot of ideas, and we're going to really educate each other. Go ahead, Gary. Anything else?
Yeah, what's a good time for you tomorrow? I'll have to get a hold of him.
Yeah, I don't know. What time is you're on the East Coast time, right?
No, Central.
Central? What time is James on?
He is in New Mexico, so he's Mountain.
Mountain, okay. So let's do something 12, 1 o'clock Eastern time. We could try that.
Okay.
Get my, if you can't get a hold of me, get Jan, he'll find me, or get my cell number off Jan. Anybody who gets my cell number, if you call me, it's really got to be important, you know? And right, that's important, trying to connect and working that time out. You call my cell and we'll make the connection, okay? Okay, anything else, Gary, or can we move on to others?
No, that's it.
Anybody else? Question, comment,
thoughts? California Fred, I've got a question.
Go ahead, Mr. Fred.
Yes, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but we've been having trouble with this VoIP dialer getting on and getting knocked off and all of that. Have you reached any conclusions?
Well, we've had problems no matter where we go. I don't know whether we can be paranoid and say they're playing with us, so wherever we go, we're going to have that problem. I think people need to understand if they're having problems getting on the VoIP dialer, there is a backup number, and I did not see that backup number posted, Jan. That may solve the problem. And if it doesn't solve the problem, there's two other ways to come into this call. One is by phone, which you can use a Skype phone, which is the most convenient. That's what I use. I use my Skype phone for these calls with a wireless headset. And then there's another way you can come into the call, and that's through radio. Carl will be, broadcasting us. We get a lot of people come in and listen on. We get more people listening on the radio than we do come to the meeting room, so that should be encouraging to a lot of people.
Yeah, we still have a shot.
Okay, so those are the ways, and we'll try to, maybe if you give a call to freeconferencing.com, their phone number's on the page here, give a call to them and talk to them about the problem and see if they have a solution, and then share that solution, you know? Or you can get a hold of Jan and you can call with Jan or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Fred, is that for all the calls Monday and the other calls too, or just this call?
I've experienced trouble on all of them, but mainly it's the Monday call.
Right.
Well, we just left the Monday room.
No, we
we're coming
just dropped
to this room
that.
Now.
Yeah, because of all
for
the
anybody
people
who doesn't
trouble.
Know that, yeah.
Yeah. Leaders are having trouble getting on that one as well, Fred. You weren't alone. So that's why we finally dropped it. We're going back to this room for everything.
Well, I didn't know that. That's why I shared that question. I have one more thing to add, and this is to Robert about this meeting tonight. Is I got an email from Jan, in fact, two of them, but I didn't get the second email until I think yesterday, and it was about this meeting being a diversity meeting. So you might want to explain to him that it was put out in an email, and maybe he didn't read it.
Okay. All right, anything else?
Hey,
anybody,
John?
You got anything else? Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, John?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if I maybe read it too fast, but in the indictment paper, it's either page 13 or 14 under the title of Nevada Bundy Ranch Trial.
Uh-huh.
It references Hammond Double Jeopardy. And
yes.
I was going to read it again, but should that be Bundy Double Jeopardy?
No, Hammond's
no,
would put
no.
Double Jeopardy.
Both of them? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes. How you doing, Terry?
Oh,
okay, this is Terry. My computer has been struggling all afternoon. I've got about four things.
This has been recorded, this has been recorded, so you can catch up with whatever you missed. But go ahead, Terry.
Okay. Did you miss? Did you get the Sessions announcement today?
I heard something.
He said assigned a prosecutor not in Washington D.C. That prosecutor has been working. There's an article out on Conservative Treehouse that explains it all. Super, and it sounds like Sessions has been doing a lot more behind the scenes than what we know.
We've been suspecting that. That's why we haven't went after Sessions. We were going to go after Sessions, but
right.
You know, we realized that he may be doing something, and we don't want to upset the basket here. You know, so we'll give him the time, and we're hearing this. I'm hearing this from numerous sources. So yeah, it seems like it's finally coming out. And recently, you know, one of the CIA, a retired CIA agent, I forget his name. He's been speaking up a lot on the internet, and he's revealed some interesting facts. And one of the things he says is, I think there was a hope that before Congress got back into session that a third of them wouldn't be returning because, they're going to be indicted and on very serious, serious charges, mostly particularly Pizzagate, pedophilia things. And
right.
But definitely in 2018... More probably the earlier part of 2018, we're going to lose a third of Congress. That's what he says.
Yep.
So.
Okay. One.
Let us pray.
One more. Yes. One more news item, and then I've got three things about the other things, or two things. Hannity announced the FBI is investigating the Clinton Foundation in Arkansas. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Then I want to talk about our founding fathers, they worked things out. You mentioned them earlier, but
mm-hmm.
they were representatives. We don't have that yet. That's what we're trying to establish. I want to keep that in mind for just a minute because I've got another idea. You said if we build it, they will come. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the Internet Bill of Rights Discord chat? Have you had any dealings with
no.
the Discord chat?
No. I'm not familiar with it. If you want to give me a little bit of a brief. I don't want to go too far off
okay.
point of what we're really talking about, but give
well,
us a brief.
Well, I haven't been using it for more than a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks, and it's awesome. And what they did was on the 24/7 Patriot Soapbox 24/7 stream, they decided last night to make a new stream, a new Discord chat on writing the Internet Bill of Rights. They've got my mouse. I'm having computer issues. They've got about 400 people up there right now, and right now is not specifically. It happens at different times in different places, but everybody has input. And they're encouraging people from all over to come and do that. The power of a Discord chat is you've got separate rooms. They're right there. You can have voice in one room and text in another if you want. And everybody can participate, and it works real well, having the voice where you can discuss things and the text where you can put links, you can put documents, you can do whatever needs to be done. I think it's something that we might consider using to get things done, because you have to be active. What we've gotten into, in my opinion, is a place where everybody listens and we kind of slow down, and we're in a listening mode, and then you stop talking and some of us know some questions we want to ask. Some of us really don't have anything to ask, but we don't know how to input to that. And I know what you're going to say about that. That's fine. I wish I could express it a little better.
I'm not sure the proper word here, but, going way, way back, you know, when they had the town court, and I don't mean a court like a courtroom, but a place where people came together and they discussed ideas and different things. It's just where people met, the marketplace, so to speak, and where they'd buy and sell. And it's the marketplace of ideas as well as the marketplace of goods. And that's
like a town square.
Town square, that's the words I was looking for. And you know, our malls became that, and we had problems in the malls because they were trying to prevent certain exchange of ideas going on in the malls. For instance, like, you know, we used to go up there, and I used to hand out Bible tracts, or you go up there and hand out, Constitution books or whatever. You know, it's a place, they cannot shut you down for that. And this is the most important the internet, because this is really a marketplace of ideas and of products and things and everything. And the only thing, the only restriction should be decency. And it doesn't mean that people can't have a place to go if they want to be demoralizing. I mean, if they want to demoralize themselves and each other, that's their business. They have a right to do it, but they don't have a right to do that in public. Where you can demoralize our children, and even I don't want to hear. Sir, I don't want to hear about someone's sex life. Keep it to yourself, you know, or whatever the demoralizing situation is. That could be done, but it's got to be put in a place which is not open up, where people have to hear these things. So they can create private places. As a matter of fact, I know that there are private sites that are X-rated. There are private video sites that are X-rated, and that's fine. Let them have it. That's on the internet. It doesn't have to be in the place and the avenue where the common people go, where we exchange thoughts and ideas and products and so on. But, yeah, it sounds like a great idea. I just hope if they do write a Bill of Rights for the internet, that they hopefully they have someone that is blessed and has the ability to articulate and compile things and compact things. Our founding fathers did a great job with the Bill of Rights. It's so short, so minimum. And even the Constitution as a whole in itself, the first part of it. But it is so short, so concise, and so filled. It covers just about everything, generally speaking. Hopefully,
well,
if they come up
with
something,
that,
it'll be simple. That'll be simple. You know?
Yeah, I'm
we don't
I'm,
want, we don't
everybody
want
knows it should be simple.
Words. Yes.
Right. And I talked with them about an internet Bill of Rights. I said that's not the right thing that we're doing, but it, you know, because it's against the government, and there's all kinds of issues, and I could use a lot more people who know about the NLA to come up and sit on the internet Bill of Rights chat. But we can make a chat for the NLA, and mm-hmm. we can have the rooms as appropriate. And we can have people texting.
If someone wants to spearhead that, that sounds like a great idea. And And we'll put a connection, a portal right from our website, a link within a tab, and maybe bring a page and, you know, give the idea of what's going on, and then a portal out there to go and discuss, you know. So that's a great idea.
And I can tell you that this 400 people, they're all very nice and kind. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people out there that want this, and I think we could tap in to use those people with the right attitude to be on here and helping. So I would like to announce that next Monday too, and I'll try and set up a room. I know Ollie set
one up.
We
got to get someone to spearhead it. I don't want to get too involved with it right now. Let's talk about it Monday, and let's look for people, you or someone else.
Well, I'll try and
spearhead.
Yeah, I'll try and set something up. If I can get something set up, then I'll have a place, and we'll go with it, and they can come to it on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. And again, you know, anybody out there listening and wants to jump in to be a leader in that idea or another idea, let's get going. We need participation, and it doesn't have to be just in the things we have. We can create new things. Anybody else? Question or comment? Okay, if there's nobody else, I want to believe that I did a reasonably efficient job in explaining what I think we need to do and our new focus. Hopefully everybody sees the importance of what we just laid out tonight and the need to do this because we have to stimulate growth. I've been an imagined level for 30-plus years, and I know exactly what's needed to move things along and make things grow. And what I just laid out is it. You know, my position in thinking, organization, communications, and consistency has always been the focus of my thinking in my business life. And any company that I have formed, you know, you need policies and procedures too. Our policies and procedures ultimately is the Constitution and the law of the land. You know? So, okay. We'll open one more time. If anybody got a comment or a question, now ask, or we're going to close the room and shut off the recording. Going once, going twice. Going three times. Thank you very much. Okay, we're going to end the recording now. And Jan, make sure this gets up front and center on the page. And we'll start reorganizing pages. All committees need to get up there. Let's revamp things. I want to consolidate things to one page per committee, unless it's important that we need more. But I think one page, which tells the story, then links on that page to the different things that people need. But maybe there's a case where you need two or three pages. If that's the logical deduction, we don't care. We'll give it. But I want to make things simple. You know, simplicity is the key of success, and simplicity is definitely the key to common law. So let's think and really write up things for our pages that we believe will really excite and interest people to come look deeper into what you're talking about in whatever it is that you're doing here through these committees or pages or whatever. Okay. Good night, everybody. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Lord willing, we'll see you Monday at the Monday call. And look, everybody should try to bring somebody to the Monday call. Everybody should try to bring someone to this call. And even the page that we opened up and put together for the discussion group. Bring someone to the discussion group. And please, let's keep an eye out for things that go off base even there, especially things that get lost in the man on the land stuff. We're not in that game. That's fraud. We'll call it for what it is. And that upsets them. So, okay. Good night, everybody. Godspeed. Thank you. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.